Everybody, good morning to all the tzaddikim. And now we're going to continue on the second day of Sefer Shmiras HaLashon. We're speaking about that why it's a pasuk say that if you protect your tongue and your mouth, you'll be saved through your nefesh if you're saved in tzar. So we're explaining that every person has. We explained that every person has 248 organs and 365 sinews. That's a good word. Fine. If you know how to count them up properly. Then, Russ, we said that 248 mitzvahs say correspond to 248 sinews. And we said, in the time of Tchias HaMeisim, what's going to bring a person back to life? What's going to give a person eternity?
248 bones
correspond to limbs.
Limbs.
It says, Chazal Yevarim, or limbs. Good?
Yeah.
It's all good. I know the difference anyway. Limbs, bones, sinews. No difference? Didn't form limbs and sinews? We know.
Limbs is like a collection of bones and sinews.
They're like the veins and the organs.
The sinews connect the bones to the tissue.
Okay, fine.
Bones are bones.
Fine. So, anyway, we said that that's going to bring it back to life. That's just going to give it eternal light. And eternal life is every time we do a mitzvah with that organ, that's what's giving strength to our spiritual makeup. Now, he said, The more mitzvahs we do and the more perfection we do to that limb, that's how it's going to come. Well, let's say one of the mitzvahs are lacking. What's going to happen? Or we do avera, then that limb is going to come messed up. We mess up that limb. And at time of Tchias HaMeisim, that person's limb is going to become messed up. So you say, with this we understand how every person has to be very careful in all 613 mitzvahs in his entire life. Because this is what's going to bring us and draw to us life forever. In these limbs and sinews. And just like, he says something scary, just like a person wants to be complete in this world, they don't want to be missing a pinky even. Since in this world, everyone wants to be complete, you don't want to be handicapped in any way. So too, a person is not going to want to be handicapped in the world to come either. You don't want to be handicapped. You can't walk. You can't. It says, therefore, Shmiras HaLashon is very, very dangerous. Someone who speaks Lashon Hara listens to Lashon Hara. Why? Because one of the main limbs and sinews in our body is our mouth and our ears, our tongue and our ears. A person's handicapped, they can't speak. They're basically, they're finished. Every person's handicapped, they can't walk so well. Okay, they can't, you know, they have different, they, you know, they're handicapped in different ways. But someone's handicapped either in their hearing or in their speech, then that's very bad. That could be real suffering. So for eternity, that's what the pasuk says. It says, if you someone who guards their tongue and their mouth, they'll save their soul from tzaras, from having a hard time later. Because someone who speaks Lashon Hara, and certainly wouldn't care so much to listen to Lashon Hara, right? And he goes like a ruck, like a peddler, he hears Lashon Hara from this one, to go tell it over to the next person. So if so, what he's doing is, he's ruining his speech and his hearing, and certainly he's going to get punished with these two senses, which are his speech and his hearing. And like we said earlier, we know that they're the main senses that we have, correct? Is he saying science? That's true. But the main senses we have to exist and just to function is our speech and is our hearing. If these are lacking, then it makes it very hard for us to continue, even in this world. Because let's say I have a person who's a cheresh, a deaf mute, he can't speak and he can't hear. He's basically, he can't do anything. He's halacha, he's considered a fool. Or what's halacha? Someone who can't hear or speak, they don't have to do mitzvahs. They're like a fool. So, which means that someone who can't hear or speak, the mamash like a fool, they're basically powerless, they can't do anything. In this world, they're getting their tikkun. By being in this world, they'll get their tikkun. But if someone's going to mess themselves up in the next world look like that, then that's going to be their tikkun. That forever, they're going to have to be a deaf mute. You're right.
Everyone's going to know.
Everyone's going to know.
That's what it says. You're going to have busha even in the world to come. Everyone's going to know which mitzvah you weren't able to, you didn't perform in this world.
You couldn't perform.
No, the mitzvahs you didn't. told by the averot that you had.
No, if you're born, then
no, that's you're born.
You don't shomeah and you don't speak.
Right.
If a person is born like that. But here it's speaking, so is born normal, he's born healthy. But in this world, he speaks Lashon Hara, and he hears Lashon Hara, so in the next world, he's going to be a deaf mute. In the next world.
The next world
is going
to
be deaf
mute. Everyone will know which, because it corresponds to whichever. Right. You'll know which.
So, a tshuva.
In that case, if they're not guarding their eyes in this world.
Right, it's true. That's what Benish Chai says, right? Rabbi Yaakov is saying, so does the guard the eyes in this world. That's the Benish Chai brings down. It's very bad because the whole enjoyment and pleasure in the next world is
basking in the radiance of the
Shechina. To look at Hashem, to enjoy the Shechina. So someone who messes up their eyes, then they're going to mess up their whole next world. It's not worth it.
It's all about Madrigas though, right?
Yeah, of course, everybody on their level, everybody on their level of tshuva, everybody on their level. It's not all or nothing. Hmm. But here's what we're saying, even though some people say, yes, but I speak Torah and I do tefillah. So it's true, so if a person davens and learns, they also speak Lashon Hara, so then he'll have some type of deficiency. It's true, he won't be totally a deaf mute, but he'll have a certain deficiency in his hearing and in his speech.
Like stuttering in this world.
Stuttering.
For example.
Right. Just like in this world. So let's say stutters, they have a handicap. Even though they can still speak, it's still very hard, still very painful. Let's say someone stutters in this world. Still very painful, still hard for him. And he gets very embarrassed and very ashamed. Also, you can't hide. Something you can't hide. If you're missing a finger, you can hide it. You could just, you know. If you can't speak, you can't hear, you can't hide. If someone tries to talk to you, you can't hear him. You can't hide. You want to talk to somebody. It's something that you can't really hide. Like we said earlier, all the more so in the next world, how painful it will be for the person in Gan Eden, and everyone will know. And even if they wouldn't give any other punishment to a Baal Lashon Hara, there are other punishments. But the only punishment he would get is that he has a deficiency. How much embarrassment he's going to get because of a fear, it will be known to everyone that the reason why he can't speak and hear properly is because he spoke Lashon Hara and Machlaikas in this world. Hashem should help us. Always do tshuva. Rabbi Yaakov said, everybody at their own level. There's love is to everything. Sefer Chavetz Chaim usually comes together.
That's what we read in English?
No, we read in English Sefer Chavetz Chaim. It's the first book. Okay. Which is Hilchos Lashon Hara and Halachos of Rechilos. Now is the Musar and the Chazals to help us not speak Lashon Hara. Now that we know the Halachos so well.
Yeah.
Now we can go to the next
one. It's so important to classical review.
It's true, that's what we're going to go through. I want to review. We should try to review.
19B?
Yeah, that's the Shem, 19B, I think. 19B? That's called. 19. No. That's here should be for a forced labor for Shimon Machov Ben Shalman family, rather than also family. It must be a schuz for Rabbi. What's my Russian name?
Daniela, very cool.
No, say his son. On the door is a sign for somebody. Far from my rush. Fine.
The Marosh?
He's, yes.
From Yavneel?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
He had a heart attack again. He's in America.
Whoa.
The Marosh from Yavneel, the Tzadik from Yavneel. He's like a big leader of wrestling. He constantly has heart problems. He's getting Stephen Hand. He's in critical condition now. His name, I think, Rav Shlomo Yezeb and Brach. Rav Shlomo. Rav Shlomo, Rav Shlomo. It's on the door.
No. What does it say?
What's the name? Shlomo ben Malka. Marush, the Tzadik from Yavneel is very sick.
He's in New York.
He's in New York now. He's half the year in New York, half the year he's in Manhattan.
Now, there's a 20% chance of higher chance of having a heart attack the second you fly into New York. Proven. Yeah, generally.
Just
because of the
tension
in New York,
from LA.
Where is he?
He's in Manhattan.
All the way back.
The Tzadik from Yavneel. Yeah.
Who's in New York? I'm
sorry. The Tzadik from Yavneel. The Tzadik, big Tzadik. His name is Marush. They call him. He puts out a lot of all those pamphlets, all those Breslov pamphlets. He puts out all those pamphlets. Kiryat Breslov. So he's very sick. He has a heart condition for years. He had like a triple bypass. He's a heart condition for a long time.
Why do they make it in Yavneel?
picked it over there.
Because I remember Nachman saw that, this would be a beautiful place for community. He was here in Israel. He said this would be a beautiful place. That's why he built that here.
What is this? I heard.
He looked over there. His name is Maharash Reb.
Nice place.
What's his name? Rabbi Shik. His name is Rabbi Shik.
Yeah, maybe he was up there towards Rabbi Shimon.
Yeah, he says he looked over there, so I guess they. Okay, should I have a full shleima?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was
a boys' choir
then. Oh, yeah? Not a girl.
Yeah, it's nice.
Really,
wow.
Really nice. Just be a schuss for a full shleima. So let's see the Gemara over here. If you go up from the wide line, there's three lines up. On your test, I've made 19b. Three lines up from the wide lines. Yasiv, Rav Chanina, Rav Hishaya. Chanina and Hishaya sat. They come abaylu, and they asked the following question. Apizcha, when they were sitting by the doorstep to Yerushalayim. That's the way our Gemara reads it. If you look at the Rivan, the third line, after the wide line, he has a little different gear stuff. What does he say? Yasser Rav Chanina Rav Hishaya. The Rav Chanina and the Hishaya, they were sitting, Apischa to Yerushalayim. They were sitting on the doorstep of Yerushalayim, and they had a question. So according to our gear stuff, the Gemara is saying, the question, if they weren't necessarily sitting there, I'm not saying the question was, if someone is sitting on the doorstep of Yerushalayim with their Ma'aser Shena, what do they do?
Right.
And the Rivan's Gersa was that they were sitting on the doorstep of Yerushalayim and they were asking, Ma, what do you do? It's interesting that there's different Gersas over here. That could happen. So let's see the Gemara again. Yes, Rav Chanina, Rav Hishaya. The Kami Bailu. I had a question. Pshita. Find the Bachrida takes out Mahu. Fine. I'll say, why is it like this? Pshita.
I don't know how to read this.
Fine. We'll read it the way we have, so we'll know if it's confused. Really, the Bach takes out a lot of words. So, Yasser of Chanina, Rav Hishaya, Kaibailu, Abitzchadush, Kaibailu. Well, we can read it like the Rivan. It's really good, whatever. It's complicated to read because you have to really read it with either with the Rivan's way or the Bach. The way we have it is really off. Either the way the Rivan says it or the way the Hagayis the Bach and the Gimel says it. Hagayis the Bach and the Gimel, if you look at the Gimel, he said over there, all the way to the end, he just says Pshita. He said, Yazru Chanei Rishai, Pesachot Beis, Yavu Kabaylu Pshita. We'll read it the way we have. We'll try to read it. Yasser b'chanim 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 b'chanim. What's the halacha if you were sitting on the doorstep of Yerushalayim? What is the halacha about your Ma'aser Sheni? Right? What's the halacha regarding Ma'aser Sheni? Can you still redeem your Ma'aser Sheni or not? Where it says Pshita, Humi b'hu b'chotz. If he's on the outside, u'masai b'fnim, and his package is on the inside, then it's simple to us. Since your package of Ma'aser Sheni fruits are inside Yerushalayim, call two mechitzas, the mechitzas absorb it. And for sure, the mechitzas absorb it. And therefore, for sure, it's in Yerushalayim. It can no longer be redeemed if you eat it inside Yerushalayim. That's simple. So where do we have a question? Here's the question. Who befnim?
He's outside and the package is inside.
Correct.
So the walls are
going to
absorb the package.
And for sure, the Ma'aser Sheni is in Yerushalayim. And for sure, you have to eat it. You can no longer redeem
it.
That's simple. You can no longer redeem it. However, what about who mibifnim u'masai b'chutz? Here's a complicated question. Let's say who mibifnim. He already walked inside. U'masai b'chutz, and his package is on the outside. Then mahu. What is it? What's the halacha? Could you still redeem it or not? So Tanalu Hahu Sabo, Pidur Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. It was told by this old man, who's Sabo, whatever it says in Shas, who's Sabo? So that they bring them in. There's Tosfos Chul that says it's Eliyahu Hanavi. Never says Tabet Shas. It's Eliyahu Hanavi. So it was taught to them by this Tab, which the Tosfos says Eliyahu, that he's free. That some people say it's Eliyahu Hanavi. It's interesting to know. The Tosfos bring another Itzach opinion. That's always going to be Eliyahu. Tab is always Eliyahu Hanavi. It's old man. Bidi Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, which is the Bay Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So it was taught to us by this old man in the Bay. What's the Bay?
The house of.
The house of. I mean, in the Bismedrish of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Now, it's interesting because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai didn't really have his own Bismedrish. So
maybe it was in the cave when Eliyahu was teaching him for 14 years over there.
Yeah, it's interesting. Or it could be with the Bismedrish he was learning another thing in the cave. But he was learning with Eliyahu Navi. It's not so complicated to say over here.
Right.
So I don't know exactly what it's referring to when it said the Bay. Like, so you know, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai didn't have his own Bismedrish. He wasn't like Rosh Hashiva.
Right,
the same. Rav Meir had a yeshiva, but Rav Shimon Bar Yochai didn't. Right, the only like two talmidim of Rabbi Akiva that basically made it was Rabbi Meir and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So Rav Meir was a Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was not a Rosh Yeshiva. So it's interesting. Maybe it means the place he learned. I don't know. To do your homework, figure out what means when it means the Beis Medrash or Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So, anyways, comes this Saba with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He taught us the name of Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. I have an answer to the question. The pasuk says, "Ki yirchak mimcha hamaka." Right? What does the pasuk say? If you have a fancy gemara on the side, you can read the gemara pasuk. It says, "V'chi yir bimcha darech," when it's far from you. The darech, ki lo yisuch ze'esay, ki yirchak mimcha hamakam, because the place is very far. Then the pasuk continues. Then the next pasuk says, "We should do is you should." Next part says, what you should do is you should redeem it. So what do we want to make a drasha? Since it says the pasuk ki yirchak mimcha, we want to dash the word mimcha to tell you mi milu echa, that it has to be from your fullness, which maybe you can say in English from your entirety. If the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim is far from your entirety, your entire being, and with whatever goes with you, with when you're entirety, then you can redeem it. But once something is already in Yerushalayim, let's say in this scenario you are, let's say in this case you are in Yerushalayim, then you can no longer redeem it.
Sounds great, but how are we making this rasha?
The word mimcha means mimilu echa. It's rasha.
Mimcha means from you.
Nachon, but that's what you would think. Commenting why it says, that's the drasha. I don't know how you make drashas. I didn't go to drasha school. I don't know how to make drashas. That's the drasha.
Al-Sanya.
It's a good question. I don't know exactly, right? Because the Rivan's going to say Pashim Shat Mimcha means from you. Because it's interesting, because over here, if you read the simple meaning, the Rivan's going to tell us it means the opposite. If you read the Pashim, the simple meaning, it's very important to understand. Well, let's say I say that it has to be far from you. Right? And you're inside, your package is outside. What would you say that means?
It could be far from you.
Or inside.
But what do we feel? That's the other question. What are we viewing? We say it's far from you. That means you as a person, or you as.
Well, here's coming to the drasha saying this. You and whatever you're carrying.
Nachon. So it sounds like pashut pshat. You wouldn't think that. We're like making a drasha. Correct. That's the drasha. It sounds like simple pshat. You would think mimcha means you, if you're inside, maybe. Right. If even a little bit of it is you, then it goes by you. That's what it seemed like. Comes in one should know. It's interesting. Why is it the opposite of what you think? Maybe lu'echa means from your fullness, from everything. You and your package have to be inside in order for you not to be able to redeem it anymore. Meaning, if you want to redeem it, has to be ki'irchak mimcha, has to be far from you in your entirety. So since it's not far from you because you're inside, therefore you can no longer redeem it. That's what the Gemara's terence is. So again, you're inside and your package on the outside. Then, you can no longer redeem it.
Could not redeem it
because you're connected to the back.
Good. Let's see, Rashi. Does it matter that the walls in the old city are really, really thick? I mean, like 2 or 3 meters thick. So it takes you a while to actually walk through the wall.
You ask me a different question. If you're on the line, but once you're in the wall, you're in already. Once you're already in the. Okay, you're asking what about if you're in the middle?
Yeah.
See, in between. In the doorway.
Yeah, because it sounds like here that you're just stepping in, and you still have a long way to walk.
It seems like you have to step in.
The gate.
It's a good question, but it seems like you have to step into your son. The wall is not. It seems like you have to step into the inside of the wall, not in the airspace of the wall. Rav Gadol asks, what if you walk into the airspace of the wall? You're in the, go to Shayaf over there, and you're in the wall. Probably you have to step beyond the wall, into the Yerushalayim. We're going to see soon, you have to be in Yerushalayim. You have to be in the wall. Once you're inside, no? What's the halacha? What do you think? Take a guess.
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Probably you have to go into Yerushalayim, I'm assuming. I don't know for sure. But let's see Rashi. Yasser Reb Chanina, Reb Hashaya, Pesach Yerushalayim, Mekal Yibaylu. Mimilu Echa. Said, Mikol Milo Yishulcha, for whatever is full of you, means you're entire, you're like your whole fullness, which means you plus your package. Umashal Shal Adam, a package of a person. Chashem Miloy is considered, Umashal Adam Chashem Miloy, the package of a person is considered his fullness. The Loy Tema Mimcha, that don't say the words, he's saying what you shouldn't say. The Loy Tema, don't say Mimcha, to you it would be Miktascha. It means from a little bit of you. Shekol the Cholzman, you would think the Cholzman, as long as Shirachak Miktascha, a little bit of you is far. Yehei Nifta could still be redeemed. Say, don't say that. Ela rather, Kiyirchak Mimilecha Pedei. If you are far from your entirety, you with your package, then Pedei, then you could be redeemed. Avol Ksha'ata Befnim, but if you're on the inside, Oy Masaracha Befnim, or your package is on the inside. Right? And Eloi Racha Kamaka Mimilecha, and if the place is not far from your fullness, Veshub, Loi Tiftalak, anymore, don't, you can only redeem it. Or rather, Bachalta Sham. Rather, you have to read the pasuk. Says you should eat it over there. That's interesting.
Bashuv
really, shuv means in Hebrew, shuv is really tshuva, right? It's always return. But in English, you don't say. I mean, in English, you don't say and return. You no longer return to redeem. In English, you would say you no longer redeem.
Again, I was shuv is and again.
And again, a shuv also could be like right again. Also, shuv again, again and again, or and no longer good. And again, it's also a good pshat, right? And again. It's the same concept. It's like going back. What's true? Which was going back again to the same.
Yeah. So why is just defining what is distance or the distance enough?
This is what Rebbe explains.
Is it on you or as one being part of the package?
He's explaining to you the whole drush. He's explaining how the drusha works. A little bit. He's explaining deeper that you would think if you just read the pasuk Memcha, that means, it's that, right, what does the pasuk say?
It's like with you. It's connected to you. That's what you would think if you read the pasuk. Correct?
It could be we think it's connected, but it's more than that. What's the Rivan trying to teach us? What's the Rivan telling us here? That if you were read the pasuk that it's far from you, you could still read, right? It says, you could redeem it if the place is far from you, right? I would think, even if it's far from a little bit of you, you could still redeem it. Because it has to be far from you, so it's a little bit of you. So even if the package is still outside, you could redeem it. Because they know, it has to be mechamiz mi'l'echa from the whole you. It has to be far from your entirety. If you're not totally far from it, then you can no longer redeem it. That's what the Rebbe is teaching us here.
If you're inside and it's outside, we're talking about redeeming it to bring it inside so you can eat it inside. So it's qualified with distance. Why is it qualified with distance? He's telling you what's considered distant enough to redeem it?
Yeah, that's what the Gemara is doing. Yeah, exactly. That's bringing the Gemara. If it's a little bit far, even if it's a little bit far, it doesn't help you. You have to be all fully far. It has to be kiyichag mimcha derech. The thing that derech has to be far from your entirety in order to be able to redeem it. If it's only far a little bit from you because you're a little bit inside, it doesn't help you. There, you're no longer be able to redeem it. Now comes the question in Lamedus. Now, where's the question? Let me ask everybody a question. Let's say, we're saying that you are and your package are one, right? Now what does that mean? It's only if your package is on your backpack. Let's say it's in a tractor trailer coming behind you. Or let's say even better, it's on a stick. You're holding a big pole and it's way behind you. You're not holding it like on your back. Is that called part of you or not? You're telling me now your package is part of you, right? To what extent does that go? What are the parameters of this rule? What is there, fellow? About what? Let's say the tractor trailer coming behind you is part of you.
Well, again, argue either way.
Yeah, you go either way. The Gemara doesn't know. The Gemara says that's the Gemara's question.
But there is one opinion that says it is.
On a stick.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember where it is.
Rashi says it could be this or it could be that.
I think it should be considered
part of me. But you said what's called part of me. Maybe it's not really part of me. I'm not part of my backpack. Everything in my backpack.
You're touching something and it's part of you.
But it's not kedusha. It's not tumah tahara. It was the thing. Let's say more. But rip up. Nakid lay bekani. Let's say you're holding it bekani like by a pole. So it's not like on my back. You tell me it's me and the thing is one. You know, we're one thing. Right? What's the halacha? Why it says teku? What does teku mean? Teku really means unresolved. And really is the acronym for Tishvi Yitaretz, Kushvi Zvi Yibayis. Right? The Eliyahu Navi is going to answer all the questions.
Right.
The Eliyahu Navi never comes.
We're so close. He came to Rabbi Shimon.
Right, so Maharusa asked, so why didn't Eliyahu Navi just tell Rav Shimon the Tarets?
No.
It could be he did tell him already. So it could be he did tell him. We just don't know. He just said this thing. He said it over there. We don't know what, we didn't really understand it. Like, let's say this thing, like, what's the problem? We asked, like, here the Gemara, Papa's asking. It's not like, let's say, like, Rav Shimon. The Bismarish, it could be they know. Rav Papa's much later. Papa's saying, no, what's the Allah? It's on his stick. Like, what's the,
right.
Yeah, we call Eliyahu Navi back, basically, to get the answer. Get it back. But teku, when the world gets a tikkun, then I get all the tekus. All the tekus are going to be answered.
Oh, yeah.
20A, note 13. I don't understand.
So let's see, Rashi, we have to look at this, see what the note, what note is it?
Note
28,
note 13.
Well, on what? On this teku?
Yeah.
Or on the next Gemara?
No, it says, nevertheless, the Gemara visits this issue on 28, see note 13.
Okay, so we'll have to see it later.
Coming soon. 28, you said? 28.
Okay, so we're going to come back to this question. We're going to come back to
it.
Can we, it's not gonna, for some reason, even though we said teku here, we'll get back to this question again.
Yeah.
Good, fine. So let's see, Rashi. By Rav Papa. Fire lines to white lines. By Rav Papa. Who may be fim? Vinakit masai. So he's on the inside. So he said, when the cell in the same scenario, he's on the inside. Vinakit masai bekani. He's holding the masai, his package bekani arachu, on a long pole. Vachutz, on the outside, the package is on the outside. Mao, what is it? What's the Allah? What's the question? What is it? Kiva the laf mamish aksefa, who sits, it's not. Literally on his shoulder, ain't Zemilu. Do you say it's not his phone? It's not part of him. It's a separate entity. And therefore, Varehu, behold, it is Kemuta La'aretz, like it's placed on the ground outside the wall of Anifta. Therefore, you can't still redeem it. Oidom, or maybe no. Kiman the Nakat Lay, Kiman the Nakat Lay, since he is holding onto it, Masai Karinome, it's called his package. Teku. We say Teku. Came near a bit. So this is the pshat. Came near. This is what seems. But ain't a rebbe in the eyes of my rebbe for ikar. Who is the Rivan's rebbe? It's following Rashi. He said earlier Rashi. So he said so at least he's giving us pshat.
Ain't or what's the case? So he said yes. He is considering.
Yeah, he's asking. He brought two sides of the story.
What's the
He said, he just explained to us the question.
I understand.
What's that? So when you say Cain Nirav, the Ain Nirav.
Yeah, but he says that this is that.
No, this is a Pshat. Cain Nirav, he's going in a Pshat. This is a Pshat.
It's obvious that it's either like this or this.
No, it's obviously not obvious. He's not asking a taker. Vaughn's not asking a taker. He's saying, because obviously you could figure out this Nirav Pshat in this Gemara. I don't know, I was the other Rishon, the Nirav Pshat in this Gemara, what the question is.
He's not answering a taker.
Say Kirnir Bene Rebbe Baker. A lot of times they say Rashi also says at the end of a pshat that her to pshat is the main pshat. This is the main pshat. This is the main pshat that he's going.
Well, okay, but that's not.
That's what he's saying. He's not saying he's not answering the takeaway. He's a Rishon. He's not answering the takeaway.
How much of the Gemara is not Rashi? Is Rashi not Rashi?
Most of it is.
Stopped in this one.
And about Babastra. Very few, basically, Marcus Babastra. Very few other Mustafas. No, okay, the Dharam has the Ran. Most of the Shas has Rashi. And here's Rivan, and what's called Babasa Rishbam. And the Dharam is the Ran. But most of the Shas we have Rashi. How is this issue? The Rivan is most similar to Rashi. Because he's one who uses Talmud, and he's very similar. He's right, short like him. Pretty short. Fine, very good.
So that's it. Kanariya
Yeah, not the Ikar. This is the way it seems like to my rabbi.
Yeah, the Ikar. This is the main pshat. Meaning, obviously, the other Rishonim will argue that they have their pshat for this Gemara. Mm-hmm. He's saying that this is the main pshat.
You have another argument over there in your fancy Gemara? Never shown it?
I think we need another pshat for the Rishonim.
I don't understand why, where else will we
I don't know, there's other...
What do we have over here?
I'm sure there's other pshatim. I don't know other pshatim right now.
There's only one way of looking at this thing. That's my point.
That's the way you see
it. You only have an argument of whether you're in or whether you're out. So what other pshat is, what other argument is there? What is he saying? Either it's like this or like this. And then that's the way it seems like by my rabbi. Okay, wonderful. What other argument is there? It's only in or out.
No, I don't know. The question is, what's the Gemara's question? That's the question. What's the two sides of the Gemara? What's the two ways to understand?
There's nothing else to understand over here.
Fine, because I guess you're not a Risha.
What?
If you're a Risha, you see more ways. I'm saying the opposite of the Risha, there are more ways. I don't know.
So is there anything over there? I don't.
They don't say anything over here.
Question that we could ask over here. That's why I'm wondering if that's exactly what that Rashi means. Because
that's not sure what that Rashi means. That's what that Rashi at the end of that means. That's what it means. It means that's Kener Bein Avikim. It's not answering the Teiku.
So
I don't see another Pesha. I don't see any other pshat right here. And I don't see any other pshat, I think. Look up the Rishonim. You have homework. Look up the Rishonim. Fine, let's see the next Gemara. Amar of Asi, Amar of Yechanan. Holding now three wide lines down, yeah? Amar of Asi, Amar of Yechanan. Maaser Sheni, Me'emes Daich Chayav Anamal. Maaser Sheni, when are you chayiv on the Maaser Sheni? She says, when is someone chayiv if they eat it outside the walls of Yerushalayim? Samara says, Mishara apnei achama, from when you see the face of the wall, which means when you enter Yerushalayim. That's what you learn, that's a rational. So when you enter Yerushalayim, that's when you're chayiv on. My time, what's the reason? The Amar Kra, Pasuk says, Ne'ashem alekecha techelenu. It says, Ne'ashem alekecha techelenu. So one pasuk said, in front of Hashem, Yivadu should eat it. Uchsimin is also written, Ki lo yisucha alecha b'sharecha. When you can't eat it in your gates. So the two pasukim right next to each other. So what do we understand from there? Kol hecha, everywhere, the Karina bay, that you read the pasuk of, Lefnei Hashem alekecha, that now you're in front of Hashem, your God. Karina bay should read, Lo yisucha alecha b'sharecha. You're not able to eat it in your gates. The chol hecha and everywhere, the loikarina bay, the pnei Hashem laikacha, you cannot read it, the pnei Hashem laikacha techelenu. Loikarina bay, loisucha lecha b'sharecha. Let's see Rashi, what does that mean? Let's see Rashi, v'shir pnei chaimah. Like seven lines after the wide line, v'shir pnei chaimah. That we said it's when you see the face of the walls when you come into Yerushalayim. And there were chutz l'chayim masfisin, hainu da aylei va'afke. We say in our Mishnah that you're outside the walls must mean that first you brought it in and then you brought it back out, according to this Gemara. Interesting. The only way you could get Malkus for eating Maaser Sheni outside Yerushalayim is first you took it in, then you brought it out. So I'll just ask you a question. So that, what does that mean? According to this Tana, if you eat my sin, you're allowed to eat my sersheni outside Yerushalayim without redeeming it?
Without getting makos, yeah.
Oh, very good. The El Gedi Makos, there's still an assay involved. Which means, you're not allowed to eat it really. Of course you're not allowed to eat it. According to this, he's saying, how do you earn your makos? You only earn your makos if this, my sersheni, was brought in and then brought back out. Correct? But if, let's say, it was never brought in, then, if you eat it, it's still it's aseh. You're not allowed to eat it because the aseh is to eat it in Yerushalayim. It's a positive commandment to eat it inside Yerushalayim. So if you eat it outside, you're transgressing a positive commandment, but you're not getting the isra of don't eat it in your gates. You don't get that isra unless you brought it in and then brought it back out. Is that good?
So are they saying that someone warned you when you were in Yerushalayim, you know, don't take this out?
I guess so, yeah. And you took it out.
And you took it out.
Right, that's what
because
happened.
Because beforehand, they didn't know that you were going up to Yerushalayim to redeem.
Right, I guess so. You're right. It would have to be a new sign of warning.
A person can redeem. Can redeem his maaseh.
Right.
Right. Now, if he doesn't, he goes to the trouble of carrying the maaseh to Yerushalayim. Mm-hmm. Why should he have to go to the trouble of bringing all other food with him? Meaning that he can eat. He can eat the his maaseh sheni on the way there.
No, but it's a chai. It's chai on.
He's not say. No, he's not.
It's not chai ma'akos. It's not chai ma'akos, but he is. Yeah. It's an avera. He's not allowed to do it.
But that could be the reason why you're not chai ma'akos.
I was trying to explain to Hanan, so he helped me with the reason.
That what? For what?
For this, for like, why is he chayv only when he sees the...
He's go in and then come back out.
Yeah, so I said like this, if you're a king, if I'm coming from 50 miles away to bring you fruit, yeah, to bring you first fruits, yeah, but I stop on the way and I eat some, it's not such an affront to you as if I come in front of you and then take them away from you and then eat them. That's a bigger...
But then you can't.
Right. So it's not such an affront. It's not such an insult to the king. If you do it 50 miles away, you never really brought them in front of the king. But once you bring them in front of the king, then you say you take them away and you start eating them. That's a big insult. A big insult. So yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. That's Hashem. We're going to go to 11:55. We'll go over this Gemara. If anybody wants, for a few minutes, to read Mishpacha. They put Rabar, she spoke. Cause go over for a few minutes. If there's a few interesting things, Rabar, she spoke to Mishpacha this week. They did an interview. So the few things in here that, I don't know if you like, I'm sure, I didn't hear her speak about it, so you just people. It's funny, if you get something from the Mishpacha, he's like, yeah, but that's the way it is. So one thing he says interesting, he said a few things. He says, first of all, that, a lot of things. So you have to have emunah, you have to thank Hashem. He said over here, they say a lot of things. They say one thing. He said something interesting, that Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibowitz told him, before every Hilul, he should daven that no tragedy should happen.
Before every Hilul.
So he said, Rabbi Yehuda, every year, he goes to like two like big gatherings, part of the Yard Set of Tzaddikim. Two big Hiluls, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Baba Sali.
Right.
So he said, Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibowitz told him, make sure to daven for everyone, a tragedy shouldn't happen. He said, this time he didn't daven.
Wow.
He said, he feels that part of the reason why it happened was because he didn't daven. That's what he said. He didn't daven. He said, he didn't daven on Shabbos or on Matzah Shabbos, that everything should be okay. Since the first time.
Why not? You just forgot?
He says, yeah, I don't know why. Wow. He just said, he didn't daven this time. He told me, he warned
him. Everything on himself. Everything, like, one time somebody drowned in Uman, and he said, same thing. He said, he didn't daven.
I know what should.
Something, yeah.
He said, but every year, there's always one carbon that dies on the Hilul of Baba Sali and one carbon on their way to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Every year, someone dies.
He drinks. So
no, he said, there are carbon tzibur. And this chos, sometimes there has to be one carbon from the whole tzibur, like a sacrifice from the whole tzibur, connected with the Hilul, I don't know. He says, every single time from Baba Sali, every year someone dies, usually from Rav Shimon. Sometimes more than one person dies. So this year, he had the schut to be the carbon for the whole tzibur. I'm not sure why it's connected, but he said he got here the schut to be the carbon for the whole, for everyone. He's going to be the sacrifice. He has to be the carbon tzibur. He says that you have to always thank Hashem also, even what's it called? Even then, he said, even though you have to always thank Hashem. But he says that you always have to thank Hashem for everything. He said, if we say, oh, it's hard for me, this is hard for me, that's hard for me, it's already a lower level of emunah. Even when things are hard for us, just by saying it's hard for me, I'm having a hard time, I feel so much pain, that already is a level of emunah. You have to have enough emunah to say thank you even on these hard times. I said, yeah, hopefully when he found out, but so they asked him, what did you say by the funeral? What did you say over there by the cave? So he said, I said that we have to accept everything with Ava, and we have to try to understand what Hashem wants from us. Everything like this that happens is requires a person to think, why is Hashem doing this to me? Hashem takes such a small child. Said Hashem takes little children when there's machlekes. So when there's machlekes, when there's fights and quarrels, That's why Hashem takes little children. Said Rashi says in Parshas Korach that little children are nifter because of machlokes. He said, get to stay away from lashon hara and hating everybody machlokes. Everybody has to love. Everybody has to love the next child. Said also, they said what happened. Said Shimon, his son, before he was on the Tariya, he went to Nahariya to Rav David Abuchatzera, and he spoke to him for about 20 minutes before he got in the car, before he had his accident. And he said that Rav David Abuchatzera asked him to give a few messages to Rav Arash, and Shimon said that he thinks the reason why he stayed alive is he was on the way to do a mitzvah. He had a few things to tell over from Abdul Bukhatera to give to Rav Arash, those messages. So that's why he stayed alive. That's what he said. But as he says, so then they went back, they gave him a regular interview about himself. Once they were talking, they also gave him an interview about Rav Arash himself. He said that he said he was born in Morocco.
What?
He said he was born in Morocco. Oh, and then, you know, they were religious in Morocco until he came at age 12 with his whole family. He said that his parents were tzaddikim and that Yerushalayim. Then he learned and he went to the school. Basically, he goes through the whole thing. They interview, I think it's probably an older interview. This interview they had like a year and a half ago. They went almost to interview him again. Basically, he says that. Fine, he goes through the whole history over here. And then he says the whole thing that he got in a helicopter, his friends died in a helicopter crash. And he's like, heard him a lot. He's thinking, oh, you know, maybe there's Hashem in the world. And that's why he did tshuva. Baruch Shem is much more weird. That's a little bit interesting thing.
Something interesting as well is that when they came to Israel, they were very surprised to find out that it's not in their that is not so holy here.
Right.
People were driving on Shabbat, stores were open, and so on. And I remember when I was a kid, parents of my friends came to Israel, and the woman was very, very upset for the same reason. She said, "I'm going to the Holy Land." And not holy, people are driving, people are this.
Yeah.